This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
And welcome to Hillside Radio. It's Justin in the chair for Joe Messina tonight on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everybody. It is great to be here, and we are live on our Facebook channel and at our website, realside.com. There is a chat room on the website, and you can hang out with your Facebook friends. And if you want to give us a phone call, give us a call at 855-732-5563. It is good to be back in the chair, folks. If you're watching this live on the interwebs, a lot to talk about tonight. We've got a great 3 hours coming up. We've got some fantastic guests, including this block. We have the incredible D.C. McAllister. Yeah, that D.C. She wrote the famous best-selling book Spygate with Dan Bongino. She talked about the Mueller investigation and Russia collusion. We're going to talk with her a little bit about what I want to get into right now, and that is this whole idea that this quote-unquote whistleblower, Eric Ciaramella. How do you say that in Italian? Eric Ciaramella. Yeah, that's his name, folks, and the media doesn't want to say his name, even though everybody has been saying his name for the past 3-4 weeks. Over at America's Voice News, where I'm a co-host at America's Voice Live from 11 to 1 every single day of the week, that's weekdays, 9 to 1 Pacific time, that is, we've been talking about this for quite some time. The fact of the matter is that this is the guy that is the deep state, quote-unquote, whistleblower that essentially was the guy that Adam Schiff, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, put together his entire plan to take down this president. And a lot of people today are talking about this being a coup. I've been calling it a coup for almost 2 months, folks. And people argue with me on this. It is a coup attempt. It is a coup d'etat attempt, which is French for coup d'etat. We have a situation here where this attorney, and this is breaking news, it is all over the interwebs right now. We have the attorney of the that is representing the intelligence community whistleblower, Eric Ciaramella, at the center of the Democrats' ongoing impeachment inquiry. This is the attorney. He tweeted conspicuously in January of 2017, almost 3 years ago, the same month Donald Trump was inaugurated as president of the United States, that a coup has started. This is what he said. I'm just going to repeat here. There's nothing on here that is in any way propaganda that you're hearing from CNN and the other mainstream networks, but he stated that a coup has started and that impeachment will follow ultimately. Okay? Mark Zaid, one of the attorneys representing the whistleblower Eric Ciaramella, just give me some pasta. And then in July 2017, Zaid remarked, "I predict CNN will play a key role in real Donald Trump," that's his Twitter feed, "not finishing out his full term as president." Also that month, Zay tweeted, "We will get rid of him, and this country is strong enough to survive even him and his supporters." Amid a slew of impeachment-related posts, Zay assured his Twitter followers that as one falls, two more will take their place, apparently referring to Trump administration employees who defy the White House. Zaid promised that the quote-unquote coup will occur in many steps. The tweets, which came shortly after President Trump fired then-acting general Attorney General Sally Yates for failing to defend federal laws in court, are likely to fuel Republican concerns that the anonymous whistleblower's complaint is tainted with partisanship. You think? Trump's call with Ukraine's leader, which is the subject of the complaint, occurred in July of 2019. This is what we've been saying for weeks and months, that the entire idea here, folks, of the deep state left and Mark Zaid, the whistleblower's attorney, Eric Chiramella. They've been pushing for this, folks, for almost 3 years. As Washington Post, the newspaper that suggests that democracy dies in the darkness, you know, kind of like the Star Chamber beneath the, the floors of the U.S. Senate. They are the ones that said now, as soon as the inauguration happened, the day after, you've heard this before, the inauguration now begins. The attorney representing the whistleblower is a deep state operative that has been trying to take out this president. And you know how they tried to take this president out. The whole thing was Russian collusion from the beginning. As Denise McAllister, we're going to talk about here, her best-selling book, Spygate, was to push the narrative that Adam Schiff, House Intelligence Committee chairman, came out panting from their meetings every day to leak the press, to the press, to control the narrative, and that is exactly what the press have been doing. Lapdog media, folks, they have been taking what the Democrats, primarily Adam Schiff, have been saying for 3 years and giving this as a steady diet to you, the American voracious news consumer. Why do you think 50% of this population believe that Donald Trump should be impeached? If you get them on the street and ask them specifically point blank for what, they can't give you a reason. We've seen all of the man on the street interviews. We know exactly what was said and wasn't said in that quid pro quo. Nothing was said that was impeachable. So stick around through the break, folks, because this is going to be a great interview. I love DC McAllister. I've had her on my show several times, and we're going to pull this all apart and also talk about her newest upcoming book here, What Men Can't Say to Women, or Should Say to Women. We'll figure it all out after the break. Right back here at Real Side Radio, Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Make Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Justin here in the chair with Joe Messina, and if you're live on Facebook, you can check us out and chat in the chat rooms. It is one of the most lively chat rooms on any Facebook forum I've ever seen here nightly from 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. You can also come to our website, realside.com, and you can give us a phone call as well at 855-732-5563. This is a coup attempt, a coup d'etat, which is French for a coup d'etat. This is Eric Chiaramella's attorney that has come out and has been openly calling for the overthrow of Donald Trump since early January 2017, calling for the rebellion against the duly elected president. And we know how they exactly they did that. It went to Russiagate, and now we're dealing with this whole whistleblower insanity that has befallen on us. To talk about all of this, somebody that we've had on the show several times and really excited to have her back on again, an incredible author and just a great person to have here is D.C. McAllister, whose newest book, by the way, coming out here shortly. And I just want to make sure I've got it up here so I can read it properly. What Men Want to Say to Women But Can't. Denise, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. It's a fun day to be here. The coup has started.
Yeah, this is something that I've been calling a coup for a while. You've got folks that are out there saying, no, it's not a coup. It's, but let me just ask you this, because you wrote this book, Spygate, with Dan Bongino. Best-selling book, by the way, which really led up to what you and I were talking about last time we had you on the show, the Mueller investigation and how that basically just fell flat on its face. I would suggest that you would agree with me that this was just a pivot to the whistleblower, correct? That they just needed to find another way to take this president out?
Well, impeachment was always the pivot. I mean, at first there was don't get him elected. So and then that failed. Then there was illegitimate and the election illegitimate. That didn't work with the Mueller investigation. So then they had to turn to what was obstruction of justice. Remember that?
Yeah.
That didn't work. So now we have impeachment based on whatever they can find and scraping to find. And I know it sounds conspiratorial, but, you know, sometimes conspiracies are real. And this is definitely one that's been unfolding. We've had the information. We've had the proof of this for years now, since before the election, of just various characters in play pushing for that Trump will not be in office, and once he's in office, to remove him from office because he challenges the power of the establishment. He challenges the intelligence community and international intelligence that we have with information sharing. And Donald Trump has just been completely disruptive by his presidency because he's not on the end game with all the power players, and they have wanted him out. And this is just isn't Democrats. This is Republican insiders. It's been a whole group that have been just forcing this to happen. And this is just one more step in it. It is so obvious. And now we have, you know, Mark Zaid saying, an impeachment will follow, and that he wants CNN to be on board. The media is involved, and they are pushing for this and using anything they can to make it happen. And if you don't believe it, you're just not seeing all the threads that are being tied together. And Spygate that we wrote explains a lot of it. And it's something that we all need to be aware of, the power of the government and the power of what's happening and the vicious hostility and opposition to this president.
Not a week after President Trump was inaugurated president of the United States, Mark Zaid, he tweeted, this is January the 30th, 2017, hashtag coup has started, first of many steps, hashtag rebellion, hashtag impeachment will follow ultimately, hashtag lawyers. First of all, let me just ask you this from an outside observer here. How stupid do you have to be to actually put in writing for the world to see that what your plans are? Quite frankly, I see this as nothing other than sedition.
Oh, it is sedition. You know, in back in the days of John Adams, I'm sure it would have been dealt with just that way. But, this is what was 2017, so it was before he was a power player on the stage. So he's, like, running his trap on Twitter, about these kind of things and exposing himself and the movement. But people don't want to hear about it. There's a hubris that's among many of them, that just this arrogance that they can bring down the president the way that they, you know, are planning. And they think they have a lot of power, not only because of the establishment within Washington, but also because they know that they have the media in their back pocket, and the media is playing along, and the media has such power and its influence over American citizens. But they disregard that there is social media out there. There are alternative media. There are various voices that are in opposition that American people are listening to. So they always get ahead of themselves in their pride and their arrogance, and they do this kind of thing. And it shows.
Yeah. Now, listen, the right and I would suggest even Donald Trump himself have been repeatedly accusing Democrats of planning this all along, that this was their intention, and that the intelligence community, they basically were effectively plotting against this president, and he's called it a coup attempt as well, and they've been doing it through selective leaks, Denise. You know, these lengthy investigations. We see Adam Schiff right now, and I have to ask you, there's talk right now of moving Representative Jim Jordan over to the House Intelligence Committee. Because the whole purpose of Adam Schiff taking this was because they felt Gerald Nadler just didn't have the Nadlers to handle this. And Jim Jordan, and why not? Let's put Doug Collins and Matt Gaetz on there as well. Do you think that would be something that would be helpful here to fight back?
Well, absolutely. I mean, to hold anyone to account, especially Schiff, who's been on a rampage to have Donald Trump be brought down through impeachment. He wants to upstage Mueller. He wants to carry the torch. And there's been one group after another carrying the torch to bring this president down, from the Strzok page, you know, scenario to John Brennan, you know, I really think started a lot of this back in 2015, you know, with the Russiagate laying the groundwork for that. So you have the trails of it going into the intel community. And you know, anyone who doesn't understand that there is an administrative state here, an established state within the president's the right. government, and they do want him out. They just do.
Yeah. Well, I want to hold you over the break here because I also want to talk a little bit of culture war that the left has been pushing on us for 30, 40 years with your new book, What Men Want to Say to Women But Can't. We have Denise McAllister here, folks. Don't go away. This is going to be fascinating. We'll be right back at Real Side Radio here with Dave Sussman.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
We will begin our open hearings in the impeachment inquiry next week.
House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff says one of those testifying next Wednesday will be Ambassador Bill Taylor. His private deposition was just released, and in it he told the inquiry panel he felt sure the Trump administration was withholding much-needed military aid in exchange for a political investigation of the Biden family and the 2016 election. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
What I can tell you about the Trump policy toward the Ukraine, it was incoherent. They seemed to be incapable of forming a quid pro quo.
Saudi Arabia is accused of recruiting two former Twitter employees to get personal account information on its critics. Prosecutors say they were spying on nearly 6,000 Twitter accounts and were paid by Saudi Arabia in cash and also a luxury watch. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
Welcome back to Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair. We are live on Facebook and at our website, therealside.com. We're on 52 stations around the country on the GCN and Salem radio networks. So wherever you are across the Fruita Plain, happy Wednesday evening to you. There is a chat room on the website. If you want to hang out on Facebook with your Facebook friends, please check us out at The Real Side. And you can also call in. Remember, we still have telephones. We can actually talk to each other. 855-732-5566. You know, in that first segment there, Denise, we were talking about this coup d'etat and the whistleblower, Eric Chiramella, and the whole approach here that this has been a long-lived overthrow of Donald Trump, also an overthrow of conservatism. And we're seeing that overthrow not just taking place in Washington, D.C. right now, but we're seeing it taking place in our culture across the country. It's coming down to the very discussions that we're having with each other about gender and sexuality and how to talk to each other. And Denise, your latest book, it's coming out. I know you've got it on pre-order right now. I want to talk about this with you. It's called What Men Want to Say to Women But Can't. Tell us, what do men want to say to women but can't?
A whole lot of things, a whole lot. The fact is that our society now has become so feminized, and it's become so user-friendly as far as utilitarian among in relationships, that men are now being targeted. Masculinity, the patriarchy, those in authority of the past are being targeted to be brought down and be reconstructed to become more feminine so that women can rise, so that all the oppressed, marginalized categories of intersectional feminism, if you know anything about that, about all the different marginalized groups that are basically everybody but men, you know, so they need to be brought down. And there is this really core attack on masculinity and men in our society. It's been building for years, but it's really gone on steroids lately. And I think we just have a convergence of a lot of things to really bring it to a head.
Yeah.
And it's dangerous. It's dangerous because we need men. We need masculinity. We need men to be free to be men. And they're being silenced. They're not able to communicate in the workplace freely. They're not able to communicate in the homes freely. They're not even able to communicate as lovers freely. And, you know, we're not respecting men as men, and we need them. Otherwise, we're going to fail and we're going to collapse as a society. We cannot be sustained on this feminized energy and you know, values that we have going on in our society right now.
Yeah. You know, there's so many different areas of this book I want to talk about with you, and maybe we'll get you on a long-form interview for something, you know, that we can go into this deeper when the book comes out. But you got these, you know, you name the chapters, Feminism Fatale, and you go all the way through Men, Yes, We Need Them, and Men as Warriors, Women Aren't Superheroes. But one that really stood out to me, and this is on the age of our Fifth Amendment being assaulted, of due process, and we saw this with Kavanaugh, and I think you and I talked about the Kavanaugh situation last year when it occurred. Chapter 2 is Believe Him. Where has the level of distrust come from where we can no longer believe men?
Well, there's this loss of due process. I mean, we're seeing it from the president on down to, you know, the Me Too movement with, you know, men not being believed and immediately assumed to be the predator and to be guilty. This is a tragic loss of American justice, and it's very much targeted and is being done on purpose to delegitimize men and to weaken them. It's frightening, and it should frighten all men. Not just in the sexual sphere, but in many different spheres of you're automatically suspect as being guilty. And it is just a distrust. It is an effort to delegitimize and to silence. And the best way that you do that is to guilt by association. You're part of this group. If you're a man, you're part of the manly group. You must be guilty of something. And you're automatically going to be distrusted and assumed to be guilty, even though you're not. And it's just a breakdown of the fundamental basis of that forms the cohesiveness of our society. And it's being done on purpose. It really is. It's driving this anti-patriarchal, anti-masculinity agenda. It's Marxist at its core is really what it is. And we see it from the economic sphere to the relational sphere.
Yeah.
This power struggle between groups, between the haves and have nots, and men are seen as the haves, and they need to have that power taken away. What better way to do that than to have, you know, some of their fundamental rights taken away, from free speech to, you know, due process?
I like being a guy. I like doing guy things. I climb mountains. I play poker. I smoke cigars. I drink whiskey. I like to hang out with my friends and have good conversations with men. It doesn't mean that I don't appreciate women. I'm very chivalrous. I usually pay on a date, and I will open the door. You have a chapter here called Masculinity Interrupted. You know, we got the flannel pajama boys out there right now. If we take a look at a certain generation much younger than us, it seems like masculinity just doesn't exist anymore. What's happening?
Well, I mean, you have an entire generation of, especially in the millennial generation, being raised basically by women. I mean, right, you have a very feminized education system. Men are not respected in the homes. If they're in the homes, we have a fatherlessness crisis of in the homes. Men are absent. Single motherhood is on the rise. Divorce has made, you know, men absent from the home. Divorce courts are just horrendous toward fathers, and they believe the mother, believe the woman before they do the man. You know, and so we have this, we have a whole generation now that's been raised in a very feministic way that makes masculinity suspect. And that's why you have now with the APA guidelines on the Council of Men and Boys, you know, about reconstructing masculinity and making it more feminine. I mean, think about that, Dave. Think about how nonsensical that is. You need to be a better man, you need to be more feminine. I mean,
of being sensitive, okay, the idea of listening and being sensitive, I think we can learn from that. A lot of men, you know, basically we like to stuff down our feelings, right, and carry it around with us until we die of cancer, you know, when we're old. I get that. there's a certain level of communication that we should have with women if we want to have open dialogue and relationships. But it seems like the pendulum has swung so far that we're now talking about the boys wearing T-shirts saying men have their periods too, which is biologically impossible, by the way. I mean,
well,
this is insanity now.
It's insane, but even the whole men need to be more sensitive, men need to communicate with women. Well, of course they do, but I'm sorry, we don't live in 1950 anymore. We don't. We haven't lived there in a long time. Men have really done a pretty darn good job of adjusting to the feminist environment that's been going on since the 1960s, since the sexual revolution.
Right.
You know, I don't think the problem is they can't communicate or share their feelings. What we have now is women wanting not just men to communicate as men and be sensitive and have that reciprocity, the going back and forth between the masculine and feminine. What they want is men to reflect the feminine. No, it's not only just I want you to communicate with me. I want you to communicate like a woman. This is why we now have like men cuddle groups and men touchy groups and father carrying babies in the papoose and dance around a room group. Now the goal is not just men being sensitive to women's needs, you know, coming out of, you know, the Victorian 1950s, but men must now manage like women, talk like women, emote like women, communicate like women. And the reason for this, Dave, is because with the sexual revolution came this call for equality, right?
Mm-hmm.
Men and women being equal. Well, we got that. We are equal before the law. We are equal in our status and in our opportunities as far as not having obstacles put in our way. But what became the goal was not equality, but equality of outcomes. And that
right.
was the key. When you demand equality of outcomes, suddenly you realize you don't compete. You lose. Individual, whether you're individuals, men and women or whatever, you're not equal when it comes to outcomes. This is intolerable to the feminist. There must be equality of outcomes. So women for years tried to make themselves more masculine, be more like men, compete like men in the workplace, emote like men, you know, the she male in the workplace. If they failed. They failed because women make other different choices. Women
yeah.
still want to have babies. They can't compete.
Folks,
and
everybody.
So they want to make men like women.
Everybody, check out her book. You can pre-order it now. What Men Want to Say to Women But Can't. Pre-order it at Amazon.com and find it. Her link at Denise McAllister at McAllister Den. That's at McAllister Den on Twitter. Denise, thank you so much for coming on and joining us. It was great talking with you. It's always too short, but I wish you the best with everything. We'll have you on again for a long form down the road. And we'll be back here after the break here.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Want me to pole dance to this, Tammy? Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe Messina, who is fighting the good fight. And we're going to talk about that fight that he is fighting in the next hour here in California's 25th Congressional District. Yes, that is the district of Katie Hill, disgraced Congresswoman, the thruppler in chief. And we're going to be talking about some of the hard hits that even Joe Messina has been taking on this. And we're going to get right into that after the top of the hour. By the way, I'm Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe. I come in every couple of weeks and sit down and do a full 3 hours at The Real Side. It is always my privilege and my honor to sit in for Joe. You can also find me at America's Voice News. I have two shows there, one called America's Voice Live, daily from 11 to 1 Pacific time, where we talk about the news and commentary. And also on Thursdays at 4 p.m., I have a show called Whiskey Politics. And follow Whiskey Politics on Facebook, folks. You can also find me at The Dave Sussman Show on Facebook. My Twitter account is at David Sussman. And you know what? That's about it. I just can't do any of the other social media. It's just too much for me to remember. So we had an election last night, and I want to talk about this election, and it's very, very mixed. Okay, so first of all, Kentucky. Yeah, it looks like it's going to go to some recount, less than 5,000 votes away. Matt Bevin did not win, but the downstate races, they killed it. And they didn't just kill it with a small margin. They killed it with a huge margin. The fact that the mainstream media are crowing right now that Donald Trump lost Kentucky as if it was Donald Trump on the ticket. No, it was Matt Bevin. Matt Bevin was a very unpopular governor, got into fights with the unions there. And he still may pull it out because folks that I'm talking to right now in the know are telling me that there was some shenanigans in Fayette County. That's Lexington. And you're looking at almost double the vote for the last Democrat that ran for governor in 2015. That is I don't know how that's possible. You don't have double the number of people that moved there in four years. So we're going to find out about that and also some late polling places. They kept the doors open longer than they should have and so on. So we'll see what happens there. Mississippi, Tay Reeves won. That's the Mississippi governor. You don't hear anything from the media about that. But Trump also rallied for him. That was a close race, and Tay Reeves pulled it out. And right now he's speaking in Louisiana, where there's a special, there's another election next week, next Saturday. But the big story that the media are absolutely giddy over, I'm talking wino drunk in the media, is Virginia. The Democrats are crowing that last night's results of the special election in Virginia are some kind of wave election. Yes, the Democrats absolutely killed the Republicans. The Republicans were handed their hat and asked to leave the state, as they have done in California. So Virginia is a reason for Republicans to change course. But I'm just going to say this up front, okay? This has been a long time planning for the Democrats. They pushed a law to change and gerrymander their districts 3 years ago. It got all the way up to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court denied it. They said they didn't want to get involved, where the Democrats basically changed the districts so that they basically changed the demographics of the district to spread it out across the state. They did this on purpose. And the court allowed it to happen. A very liberal justice of the court permitted it to happen. And that is when the Republicans lost for Virginia. And I'm just going to say this right now, that Virginia is lost. I know there's a lot of hand-wringing right now by people in Virginia. We need to turn the state around. Folks, it's California. And you've got Northam, who should have been booted out on his ear some months ago because of the blackface. But now you've got a Democrat, very far left-leaning Democrat, who believes in abortion up to the day of birth, and a Democrat Congress, a state legislature, and a state Senate. They captured both chambers, folks. So the Democrats have cleared the way for Governor Northam, who, again, was nearly driven to office earlier this year. And what they're going to be doing is they're going to be pushing for restricting access to guns. They're going to be talking about raising the minimum wage and doing a whole slew of other things. And the reason for this is because they can. The reason for this is because what Obama created in the deep state and the centralized government state is such a huge number of bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. Folks, if you haven't been to Washington, D.C. in a decade, you haven't seen Washington, D.C. You know, we go every year for CPAC, right? And we go down to National Harbor, which is across the river. It's in Maryland, technically speaking. But it's as if gold is lining the streets. It's like Disneyland. If you drop a wrapper, Manny Moe and Jack come out from behind the trees and quickly clean it up. And they clean it and they get rid of their trash. It is literally a glistening city on a hill. There is so much money in this city. There are so many high salaries in this city that what happens is that all the property values have gone up so high that people have spread out from Washington, D.C. into Maryland, into Virginia. And it's like a primordial Marxist ooze. They have taken their politics with them. And they take a look at a city like Washington, D.C., and they don't look at California and see how it's been ruined, how we've got feces and medieval diseases on the streets. And they're not seeing the highest state taxes, income tax and sales tax and gasoline taxes. And they're not seeing that so many people can't afford to live in the middle class anymore, that California has become the city, the state of the extremely wealthy and extremely poor. And their open sanctuary policies have essentially allowed the state and the middle class to pay for school and health care and housing and all of the benefits to illegal immigrants. They haven't taken a look at that and learned their lesson. No, they now want to do it to their own state. And you have this primordial Marxist ooze that has gone into the suburbs. Beautiful area, Virginia. I've been to Virginia. I've been all over Virginia. It's beautiful. But the counties, Prince William and other counties and all around, are absolutely now the deepest blue than you could believe. The places where bureaucrats with six-figure salaries from the government jobs, whose pricey homes, are moving deeper and deeper into Virginia. You expand the government, you expand the real estate sprawl, and Virginia and the Maryland suburbs are done. They're done. So what can we do about it? If you are right of center and you are conservatives, you know, the fact is that, what's the definition of insanity? You do something enough and repeat it enough and expect different results. You're not going to get a different result here, folks. So there's a wake-up call right now to Republicans. And the wake-up call is essentially this, that every time that you and your neighbors say yes to Democrats who are voting to expand the size of government, you're going to get more bureaucrats. You're going to hire more bureaucrats. You're going to get this critical mass of bureaucrats that are paid very, very nicely, thank you very much, Mr. and Mrs. Taxpayer. They're going to buy that more expensive home that's going to increase real estate values. They're going to wonder why their school, you know, is not as good as it used to be. And that yet at the same time, they're continuing to vote for Democrats. The war right now, everything that we are dealing with right now is focused on who gets elected. On a national level, the only thing that is holding back this dam that is literally shaking right now from the pressure of the Democrats is this president. And it isn't just the president's policies, it's his judicial picks. And the reason that Virginia turned blue, I'm telling you this right now, it didn't turn blue last night, it turned blue 3 years ago. When a federal appointed judge, a Democrat, allowed for the state to, the Democrats in the state to gerrymander the districts so that they knew that they could turn the state, the assembly and the Senate, forever blue. So you need to get Donald Trump back into office so he can continue doing what he is doing ever so well. And that's appointing judicial nominees, not just at the Supreme Court. I'm talking about appellates. I'm talking about federal districts all across the country, because it is these folks that are going to be the legacy of this president to prevent the Democrats from taking over what was once a red state, then became a purple state, and now is a blue state in line with California. And there is no stopping. I'm sorry, folks in Virginia. Yeah, you got a few stars that are out there, but there is no stopping what you are about to see happen. And the Californication is going to happen to Virginia. And it's slowly happening to Colorado. And they want it to happen to Georgia. They want it to happen to Texas. And as the Californians are moving to those states, it is. We're going to be back after the break. We're going to talk about the shenanigans that are happening here in the 25th District. I'm sitting here. I drove out here for the studio. We'll be right back. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio. Don't go away.